Well, I was walking in a place out in Santry called Pace, and John McKeever came out, and he's doing a course called Staying Real, and that's how I got involved with JobCare. He got put me in touch with him, and since then I've been working over in Gardiner Street, and the old Labour Exchange, we're renovating it back into a church. And before that I was an addict, and through JobCare I've been getting counselling, I've been doing one-to-ones with my key workers, and things have started to look up. And in September now I'm starting college in the Liberties, doing it as a youth worker, youth and community worker, and I'm looking forward to doing that. But the job itself, without it, I wouldn't have been, I'd be probably back on the streets. Like, I have a young child and a partner now, and I love working for a living now rather than what I used to do, you know. I used to be an ex-addict and stuff. I was always in and out of prison, more or less.
What age did you start taking drugs at?
About 15, 16. I would have been around 15, 16. I would have been more ecstasy, and then about 18 I started getting into heroin. And since then, 33 years of age now, but I'm clean nearly 5 years.
Had you any idea at the time, you know, what you were getting yourself into, or was it all just a bit of fun?
It was just a bit of fun. I didn't know there was even a sickness from it. And then one day I was very, very sick, and I didn't know what it was from. And I felt it was either being given to me. He told me, listen, you have a problem now. And I says, what do you mean? He says, you're addicted to the stuff. And I says, what do you mean addicted? And he says, you need more and more and more to keep you well. So I had to start robbing and what have you to get me normal fix, you know.
And would you have done anything really to get that fix?
Not anything, I wouldn't say. I've never done armed robberies or stuff like that. I'd go into shops and I'd take like money out, I'd dip money out of tables and whatever. But I've never done like major crimes. Just, yeah. I wouldn't have done anything, but I more or less would have done, tried anything if I knew I'd got away with it. Sometimes I spend up to £1,000 a day on it, and sometimes I have it as less. Some people only have a £20 habit a day, some people have a 50, some people have a 100. But now, most people with the stack crackers are coming in, they have 300 to 400, £500 a day to get up money up for that.
It'd be hard for anybody with a job, but never mind if you didn't have a job. Yeah. I mean, what could someone have said to you at the time that might have made a difference?
At the time, I don't think anybody could have said anything to me that would have made a difference. In my head, I was just an addict, you know, and I was in and out of treatment. I never really stayed in treatment centres, but I'd done detoxes in Pier Street and that. And then I met Dr. Paul Creeley from the Darndale Clinic, and he helped me move on. He put me on the methadone and the maintenance course, and since that, I didn't look back then when I started getting in touch with him, you know.
What about your friends, though? I mean, do they still take drugs or still take care?
Best part of them still there, but there's a few that have moved on, and I live in a different area now, so I don't see any old friends as much as I would have. But when I do see them, I still talk to them, like they're still my friends, you know, or they'll always will be. But it's sad to see that they don't listen, and to my views of what they're never going to change if they don't do it for themselves, because they're always doing it for someone else. Like, for, they say your mad make it, or your dad not make it, say they're intending to get off, and they get off for a week, and then the week after they're back on it, because they're not doing it for themselves. So that's the hardest part. If you don't want to do it for yourself, you won't do it at all.
What made you decide to do it for yourself? I mean, you said you'd been on detox courses and stuff before, but then you decided you were doing it for yourself.
I can't really answer that question, because I don't really know where the decision came from, but more or less it was when I met my new partner. And she got pregnant, I decided I needed to do it for myself, but not for them, for myself. And since then, I haven't looked back. And our whole family have been stood by me. At first, our family were getting told this and that and the other about me, you know, so they were a bit weary. But now, I'm totally respected and part of the family, you know, more or less. So I'm delighted with that, you know. So people's, what would you call it, people saying stuff is not always true. You know?
Do you think there's a tendency maybe to sort of label everybody, tar everyone with one brush?
Yeah, everybody gets labelled with one brush, an addict, no matter what. Oh, yeah, this, oh, yeah, that. Yeah, but you're in the same kind of vicinity, whether you've changed or not. Like, I haven't touched the heroin in over 40 years, and I'm still labelled as a heroin user. You know? So it annoys you in that way. It gets you. It doesn't get me anymore because I don't care what they say. They can say what they like. You know? Because I know I'm clean and I know I want to. What I want to do and where I'm looking to go, and focusing on that at the minute.
And JobCare made a huge difference for you in that step.
Job care did. Without job care, I think I probably may have torn, because my mum died just before Christmas, and then my uncle died 6 weeks later. And my best friend hung himself on Patrick's Day, so I had it for a few months. And without the key working and the counselling that I got with job care, I may have torn, but I didn't. I took the decision not to. And I was still on my methadone then, and then through that, I stopped altogether, and now I'm not even on methadone. I wouldn't like to preach something that I'm using myself. It should be not totally wrong, you know. I want to help and make a difference in someone's life.
And that's the area that you want to work, I suppose, is to get to young people who might be considering taking drugs and convince them not to.
More teenagers, disadvantaged teenagers, like even going out to schools and letting them know, like through my experience and how I changed, you know. Because I was on it since I was 16, and I'd had a rough life of family of 10. My mother's just died. And just talking about it makes me feel a lot better if I can change someone. If I can change one young person's mind of not taking that decision, I'd be very happy with that.